question was asked, how come we find that sometimes people do terrible things and Hashem just doesn't react? So we are taught that Hashem is Erech HaPayim. That's one concept that we're taught, that Hashem is slow to anger. Hashem gives people a chance to repent. Hashem gives people a chance to change their ways. And another concept we find is that Bishvil Pirda Achat, Chazal say, for one little fig, that for one good thing that was going to come from the people of Ammon, there was going to be a descendant called Na'amah Ammonit, who would marry into the Davidic dynasty and be a part of the continuation of the Davidic dynasty. Because of that, the whole people of Ammon were spared. So Hashem could have made it that there'd be a war, and the Jewish people would conquer Ammonite territory, and her family would get out alive, and they'd go live somewhere and they'd develop. No, it was important that she grow up in Ammonite neighborhood with Ammonite people, and the whole people were spared because of her. Same thing with Ruth. The people of Moab had to produce a special person, so the whole people of Moab were spared. So we see that Hashem's methods for calculating when a people should be destroyed and when not are not the way we would think about it. We would have said, let the Moabites be gone, let the Ammonites be gone, and whoever needs to be spared, let them be spared, and they'll make it out alive, and they'll rebuild their families elsewhere. And for whatever reason, it was important that it play itself out differently. So when Chazal revealed to us different calculations as to why things happened in history, they were opening our eyes that this is a valid calculation, and that's a valid calculation, and all of these calculations at the end of the day are very different than the way we would think about it. That's part of the concept that we learn as we learn our sages and the Midrashim. We're learning a totally different way of thinking about the world. It's very different than our way of thinking, and that's what Hashem says. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are not my thoughts, as we read in every Tanis from the prophecies of Yeshaya. Ki lo machshevotai machshevoteichem. My thoughts are not your thoughts, Hashem says. Ki gavehu shamayim me'aretz. Just as heaven is above earth, so too my thoughts are above your thoughts. And it dawned on me that perhaps today that we understand that heaven is not that blue thing you see in the sky. So Hashem is saying, yeah, heaven is above earth. It's not the way you think. Yeah, there's the ground floor and there's the 15th floor. So Hashem's on the 15th floor. I can't understand it.
Isn't Shemaim also the blue thing in the sky? Shamamayim?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Saying it has a lot of
pirushim. Right. So I think Kigavu Shamayim Me'aretz is telling me we're not in the same place. It's not that I'm the 15th floor and you're the ground floor.
Shamayim is not the Rakia.
The Pasuk says the Shamayim are not the Rakia. What does the Pasuk say? Yehi Rakia. Tov, think about it. Vayikra Elokim LaRakia Shamayim. That's the Pasuk Yirmiyah. Okay.